us, over the last 5 or 6 years, have given much of our lives to building this tremendous movement against war. But I think no one has given more of himself than our next speaker. And he has been attacked and vilified, but we shouldn't worry about that because, as the saying goes, when the enemy attacks you, you know you're on the right track. And he was the first to say what a calamity and a catastrophe the attack on Iraq would be. He has been proved right time and again, and the warmongers cannot and will not forgive him for that. But that is why we are always proud to stand alongside George Galloway.
Brothers and sisters, comrades and friends,
Assalamu alaikum,
peace be with all of you. And the crowds are still streaming into Trafalgar Square from this direction. And this mighty demonstration of 100,000 people has a chance to make history today. On the screen, you can see the video of the remake of the single War. What is it good for? And you can make it number one in the charts in Britain next week by taking out your mobile phones now and texting the word peace, followed by the number 1 to 7 8 7 8 9. Now for the cameras, I want you to take out your mobile phones and hold them up now as a promise that you're going to do that in the next few minutes and humiliate Tony Blair all over the world when that record reaches number one. Now we have, in this country, according to Help the Aged, in the first 7 years of this millennium, 115,000 old people in Britain froze to death. In Britain, in the fourth richest economy in the world. So we've got a government that's got money to burn, setting fire to people all over the world, but not enough money to keep our own pensioners warm in winter. That's why we say Blair must go. Blair must go now before he does any more damage. My last point is this. Not content with all the death and destruction this man has caused all over the world, he's openly planning with the Israeli leadership and with George W. Bush to launch yet another war against yet another Muslim country in Iran. I warn them of this. There won't be demonstrations in Britain. There will be riots in Britain if he takes us into yet another war. Wassalamu alaikum. Peace be with all of you. Thank you.